This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Mary Lou and Verga, last name E for Europe, N for Nancy, V for Victor, E for Europe, R, G, A for Apple. First name Mary Lou, M for Mary, A for Apple, R, I for India, L for Larry, O, U. Today's date is February 21, 2024, period new paragraph. She's a 64-year-old female patient who for 1 month has been noticing the left precordial chest discomfort with the tightness in the left arm, period. Approximately 1 month ago, while she started doing activity in the gym, G-Y-M for Mary, she noticed in few minutes left precordial chest discomfort with the left arm tightness accompanied by shortness of breath, period. She discontinued her activity and gradually her symptoms subsided in about 30 minutes, period. The left discomfort more severe, while the left precordial chest discomfort was of moderate degree, period. The subsequently, she has noticed the same symptoms, but less severe, are happening at a frequency of about 1 or 2 episodes per week, period. Symptom can happen anytime, either at rest or with activity, and sometime when her symptom is continuous and she's active, she does not notice as much symptom, period. New paragraph. Approximately 36 hours ago, she started having left precordial chest pressure with the tightness in the left arm, period. She had some nausea, and since then she has continuous left precordial soreness with episodes of exacerbation, E for Europe, XA, C for Charlie, E for Europe, R, B for Boy, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. Generally, symptoms are more noticeable at night and prior to going to the bed, period. She has been able to sleep, but on waking up, she has noticed symptom again, period. No other accompanying features and no radiation, period. While having these symptoms, she has remained active and activity does not increase the frequency or severity of symptoms, period. About 1 month ago, she was in Lake Tahoe. Like L for Larry, A for Apple, K for Kite, E for Europe, L for Larry in capital letters and Tahoe, T for Tom in capital letters, A for Apple, H, O, E for Europe. When she had an episode of dizziness, but she says it was more like a sudden episode of balance problem, period. It was accompanied by ringing in the ears, and in a few minutes it decreased, but for the next 24 hours it continued on and off, period. Complaints of palpitation at times, period. Shortness of breath on walking about 3 blocks, period. Her functional capacity has decreased by more than 50% in last 1 year period. History of chronic cough recently period. No history of edema of feet or upper respiratory tract infection, except she recently has a chronic dry cough for last 2-3 weeks period. History of occasional palpitation period, no history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period, problem period. New paragraph, past history, history of ventricular tachycardia, which was successfully treated with radio frequency ablation in 2011 at Pomona Valley Medical Center. Pomona Valley, P for Peter, O, M for Mary, O, N for Nancy, A for Apple. Pomona Valley Medical Center, period. History of PVCs, period. History of hypertension for 3 years, period. History of hypercholesterolemia and history of mildly elevated hemoglobin A1C. She has taken Lipitor, but it causes significant muscular ache, and so she has stopped taking the Lipitor, period. History of pre-diabetes, period. No history of myocardial infarction or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, or, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy. She says that iodine and shellfish, SH, spelling of the shellfish, S for Sam, H for House, E for Europe, L for Larry, F for Frank, I for India, S for Sam, H for House, shellfish. Both of them causes vomiting, period. In 2011, prior to radio frequency ablation, she had a cardiac cath, which was okay, and contrast material at that time caused vomiting, but no allergic reaction. And one artery short 40% narrowing, period. The after the contrast agent, she had a one-time vomiting, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol. Period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 85 and mother died at the age of 90 years due to hemorrhagic stroke. Period. Also, mother has a past history of radio frequency ablation. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right posterior tibial 1 to 2 by 4 and other pedal pulses 1 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 150/150/94 mmHg, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 1 plus S4, period. No S3 or any significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The the paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, in the paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, in the paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, in the paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, in the paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm with the heart rate 76 beats per minute and non-specific STT changes, period. The paragraph analysis, patient has a prolonged episode of chest, left precordial chest discomfort with the tightness in the left arm for 36 hours. So in view of this finding, plan is to do serum troponin to see whether there is any myocardial damage, period. Some features of her chest discomforts are atypical, period. Also, she has a shortness of breath, which has been progressive for over 1 to 2 years, and her functional capacity has decreased significantly in the meantime, so that she can only walk about 3 blocks before getting short of breath, period. Her dizziness is probably not cardiac, and her symptom of occasional palpitation continues, period. So she does give history of ventricular tachycardia treated by radio frequency ablation in 2011, period. Ablation, A for apple, B for boy, L for Larry, A for apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. C has a history of thalassemia minor, period, thalassemia, T for Tom, H for house, A for apple, L for Larry, L for Larry, E for Europe, S for Sam, E for Europe, M for Mary, I for India, A for Apple, minor, M for Mary, I for India, N for Nancy, O, R, period. And C is a risk factor of hypertension, pre-diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia, period. C, in view of this finding, plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy, period. She gives history of significant muscular pain and myopathy in relation to Lipitor. L for Larry, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, T for Tom, O, R, period. The echocardiogram also will be helpful in evaluating any structural valve problem. Structural, S for Sam, T for Tom, R, U, C for Charlie, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, valve problem. V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, period. Depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. She was explained pros and cons of coronary calcium score, period. She understood well and she had no further questions, period. Patient husband was present along with her, period. So new paragraph, initial impression number one, prolonged chest pain for last 36 hour, period. Next line, number two, history of ventricular tachycardia treated with radio frequency ablation, A for apple, B for boy, L for Larry, A for apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, in 2011, period. Next line number three, hypertension not controlled. Next line number four, hypercholesterolemia. Next line number five, myopathy due to Lipitor, period. Next line number six, pre-diabetes. Next line number seven, hypercholesterolemia period.